All right, hello, hello to episode 8 of the of your Not Your Average Nutrition Chats, aka the Nutrition Open Table. I'm here with Morgan as always, and it's been a while, so welcome back and apologies for the little break in life, but life's gotten busy as it always does at the end of the year. So we're back and happy 2023. Already February, how crazy is that? And I hope that everybody's 2023 is going fairly splendidly, and January was not as hard hit as it was at my work. So,
Which are splendidly.
very splendidly. January, I feel like always is like everybody's either okay, I'm gonna do all of these goals. Or it's like, okay, I'm gonna write it out and see what happens, which I'm in the second camp. It's like I'm never the January 1st kind of person to. It's like January 1st, like let me feel out the year, you know? Like let me set goals in February or let me set intentions in February because January is always a crapshoot.
Yeah, I feel like the older you get too, it's like a come down from the holiday season.
Yes.
Okay, let's like rest a little bit and then I'll figure it
Yes. And usually it's like you're expecting January to be calm and it's never is. So February is where you're trying to like feel give yourself a quarter, you know, the first quarter of the year to feel it out, people. Don't stress about anything. Even if you backslid from your goals, like it's fine. We're good. Well, yes, we are back and we're excited to continue talking about last time we left off and we talked a lot about perfectionism in the gym. How is it serving you? How is it not serving you? What it really means and if it's really bringing you into your goals. And we want to continue that conversation today because with perfectionism, a lot of the times we feel like when we have to scale back or adjust our programs and what we do to our life, that almost feels like a failure, right? A lot of the times when you are coming from those perfectionism tendencies, it feels like you have failed yourself, your goals, or even other people when life happens and you cannot be on 100% of the time. So we want to bring that to the table. And really have a good conversation about if that truly is a failure and how to manage and what it means to adjust your systems and adjust your expectations to where you are in life. Think that's a big one.
Yeah, that's a huge topic. But I am certain, even though I haven't asked you this directly, that you encounter this with your clients because you just can't not in our
You
industry.
cannot not, right? Yes.
A given. And I love that you said that that's just people's tendencies, right? I always say sometimes things aren't actually problems, sometimes it's just how we see something. Our mindset approaching something that is creating the problem.
Right. Yes, it totally. It Oh, I mean, I think 99% of my clients, if not 100, have been with perfectionist tendencies, right? Like, I love the like the I don't want to call you a perfectionist. A lot of the times we and I think we've talked about personas, right? A lot of the times we give ourselves or we call ourselves a perfectionist, and that kind of gives us also the expectations to fulfill that. So we don't think like we can change because we are a perfectionist. So yes, it's a perfectionist tendency that I encounter with everybody because I also attract people that are very similar to me, and I've had a lot of perfectionist tendencies before, and it did feel like a total failure when I had to scale back, or when I realized that I cannot keep up with the lifestyle or the I'm missing a word that my mind just cannot bring back, but with the program or the, you know, the exercises or whatever, just the schedule that I had, and it felt so, yeah, the routine, like exercise and nutrition wise. Like, bring it back to macros. Like, that was such a perfectionist tendency for me. And it felt crushing, like a failure, when I was starting to realize that I cannot keep it up.
Yeah, I think that's the first, that's one of the first topics that come up, right? It's that and maybe frequency in the gym, where when stressors in a client's life increase, right? Maybe they are in finals week in school, maybe they are going through some, you know, family stuff, whatever. There's things in their personal life that are, you know, requiring
affecting more.
And so they don't, we only have so much capacity as humans, and now they're left with this decision of, okay, I more of my capacity is being delegated to these professors, and I only have so much left. And they're trying to maintain this like typical routine that they have, you know, been carrying out, whether it's like 5 or 6 days a week at the gym, or tracking 7 days a week, and it just doesn't fit. It's like that, you know, square peg in the round hole. It's like, well, I just can't do this. And it becomes, I find people are like, this is a personal failure. I'm failing, not doing well. I need to try harder. And that is such a hard, like, spot to be in when you are in a higher stress phase, right? You're like being asked to navigate things that are above and beyond what you like typically would be asked to do. And you're also thinking, I'm not doing well. I am failing myself. So I think this is like one of my favorite scenarios as a coach to help guide a client through, because it really shows them how powerful they can be without adherence, right? Without this, like, you know, I'm doing everything 100% and I'm hitting my macros to a T and I'm just crushing my workout 6 days a week, that you can really achieve so much more when you meet your needs, right? And your needs are going to fall over time.
Yeah. And you meet yourself where you are, right? Because I love when you said that you're almost creating the environment that we're trying to escape, right? When we are placing this blame and shame on ourselves, when we don't meet our expectations that we've set, or the expectations that we're holding onto through not, you know, not adjusting towards what life has in store for us, what life brought and what needs our attention and the actual energy. So the more we, and it's a funny, and I think we talked about it in the last episode, but like when that, you know, when you're trying to continue to perfect, like be a perfectionist through a higher stress situation, it makes sense, right? Because if life requires a lot more of you, like finals week, right? Or there's something in your personal life that just requires a lot of your attention. All of those typically are higher stress situations. All of those are typically higher uncertainty situations, right? We're not, there's a lot of chaos going on. Either kids are sick or, you know, all of that like brings additional chaos. So through trying to keep up with your routine, right, the 6 days a week and tracking perfectly, you're trying to bring a little bit more control into your life, and it backfires.
Right.
Right. And it brings that when you can't keep it up because you're not adjusting down, that shame comes back. And like you said, like we're, instead of creating a more comforting environment to make sure that we can handle that stress better, we're creating the opposite through trying to control it so much. And we're placing just more and more and more stress on yourself. And then all of a sudden you don't have energy for anything. Right? Like I had one of my beautiful clients, like we just talked about this, because stressful situations bring that, like, okay, I need to change. I need to adhere more to my program. I need to be even better with my nutrition, because that's the only thing that I can control in this situation, because everything is so stressful. And that just brings a lot more stress. And she's creating something that she's trying to escape from, ultimately. So we're, through not adjusting that, we're creating even more unease and panic and chaos.
Yeah. And I think it's really easy to listen to that as you were explaining that client situation, to be like, well, so what is it, just I completely don't focus on those things so that I can focus on the stress? That is that the answer? And no, right? If we were to completely toss away like every, you know, nutrition principle that makes us feel good, that would exacerbate the same thing, right? It would create chaos in a different way, because, you know, your energy levels are all over the place and you have physical needs that need to be met at that time. And so the work is in staying fluid, right? And really staying mindful of what you are capable of at any given time, and being able to kind of, I call it turn the dial up or turn the dial down on different, you know, factors in nutrition and training. So like an example of that would be like with macros, which you brought up, which is an excellent, like, that's like, you know, the first
Z, the example, right?
People will be like, well, I like, you know, their whole schedule is just full, right? They're up at 5 a.m. They're coming home and crashing at like 9 or 10, and they're just so drained, and they're trying to track every single day, or they're trying to hit like calories and protein and fats and carbs to a T. And that's just, it's like wasted energy, right? Because like you can achieve a beautiful impact with far less, you know, precision in your nutrition.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like,
with some dial that.
Yeah.
A little. Yeah. Then we can apply that energy that you're putting there towards other things, which I would be like, we need to apply that to just de-stressing. You know,
right,
what I mean?
Right. Yeah, yeah, like meet your needs otherwise, right? Recognizing what those needs are in the moment. Because sometimes when you, and I think that's true for a lot of like gym / nutrition perfectionism, people that are in like in the fitness space and or have come from a dieting space, is that there is that almost belief that training and nutrition is my stress relief.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why, that's another reason why we place so much importance, like too much almost of that importance on that in those times, because that's the only way that in the really recent, like the previous years, that was the de-stressor, that was the self-care, right? A lot of times like influencers talk about self-care and how, you know, exercising is self-care and like eating well is self-care, and it is. Just being mindful of, is to what extent is that my self-care, or is it self-care, or is it more self-harm in this moment of my life?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, it makes me think of, I don't know, like you're trying to get into a car, right? And you're like, I am going to drive to my destination, and you get in your car, and do cars take you places? Yes, but you're trying to go to like Spain, and you're not going to get there with the car alone, right? It may be a right. part of the, but it's not the whole journey. You're going to end up at the bottom of, you know, the ocean trying to achieve that. And that's what I see. That's what it reminds me of, especially social media, when you see posts that are like, oh, like the gym is my therapy, is always like what people say, or, you know, I'm going through such a hard time, so I am really gonna like dial in my macros and like do this fat loss phase and sign up for this like really demanding programming and like all this stuff. And it just never really goes well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, so dialing, being, and it takes a lot, because I want to bring it back to that failure, because if you have perfectionist tendencies, and you have before, it will feel like you are, like you said, like you're failing yourself, right? Like you're failing as a person. Like this is like, I'm not good enough. The story of like, I'm not doing this well enough. I should be more capable. Why am I struggling with this? And it's also can be exacerbated by the fact that maybe in the past you had a stressful situation and you managed, Right. And I still was adherent. I still went through this and it helped me. And now all of a sudden I can't. And it's like this big, scary thing is like, why can't I do this now? Why is this so hard? Why am I not able to be good enough to fulfill of these? Why do I have to scale back? And it feels like a very personal failure and it feels huge. And like for anyone that's going through that, like, let's question if that's truly a failure in this moment.
Right. Like redefining what that means, right? Mm-hmm. Like what is doing well mean? And what does self-care mean? And what does good nutrition mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
when, if I had a client come to me and they're like, hey, it's like, I mean, I've seen this so many times where they list off like four or five different stressors and just their application or their check-in is just so long, right? Describing these situations and how hard things are, how it's just like impossible. I'm like, you're right, it is impossible because you're using strategies that don't match your needs at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's very, very hard. So if we can turn down some of those stressors that are just are within your control, right? Then we can alleviate some of that stress and have you feel more hopeful, right? You're like, I got this. And it's really just about building that confidence in those high stress periods over time, because you're not going to be perfect through those periods. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, that's not what is perfect anyways. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to drop the ball on a few things, and it's okay. It's really just your ability to continue to move forward and meet your needs through that stressful phase. Mm-hmm. And that is success, right? Like that.
Right, like, yeah, like we forget that we're human.
Yeah.
Right? Like in this perfectionist world, we forget that we're human, and like all of these stories that we have about, okay, if I'm not gonna hit the, you know, 7 workouts a week, like that's a failure. If I'm not gonna, you know, meet all of my macros or track 7 days a week or meet all of my calories or whatever, like that's a failure. And we forget that we're not a machine.
Yeah.
Right. We're not an artificial intelligence might be able to do that, you know, whatever. She don't have no like emotions. And it's such a, we forget that we're meant to step back and we're meant to experience these moments that make us stop and think, okay, how do I reprioritize, right? If everything was, you know, set up once and done, like that wouldn't be fun.
Right.
And we sometimes treat life that way, where it's like, okay, I've done this once, so I have to repeat it and I will have to do this every single time. But like, even as you look like at your kids, like they don't do that. What worked for them yesterday might not work for them today.
Right.
Right. If you were night, like maybe yesterday cuddling and hugging them was good enough to break the tension for them, today might not be it. Right. Today might be a little high strong energy that they need from you. So, right. So to all the moms out there, like, well, if one strategy worked for you yesterday, it might not work today. So it's the adjustment period is everywhere.
Yeah.
So to like expect ourselves to go, you know, as adults to like be the same all the time and have the same energy levels and be able to do all the things, and that being the success, that's not realistic, right? And really like, okay, question to you is like, what is failure? Like right. How, like, does that even exist? And this is a philosophical question, but like, if you think about everything that you try or not try on, however you take care of yourself, there isn't a like a way that you could fail at this.
Right. Yeah. I always tell people, like, even if your strategy isn't giving you the outcome that you ultimately want, it's still working in some sort of capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even with like emotional eating is a big example of this. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I just can't stop stress eating. And I'm like, well, you're still achieving something with the stress eating.
It's still it serves you. It helps you.
Yeah. And so
there's a place for stress eating.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so building awareness around those habits and like being like, oh, okay, like I am meeting my needs. It's just not at the end of the day in the long term achieving what I want it to. And so maybe I can go back and really like sit with those needs and being like, what am I looking to achieve here and how can I better achieve it? And like you said, like you can't fail and also give yourself permission to fail if that's how you like to look at things, because sometimes it's hard for folks to be like, well, you know, I can definitely fail. I've failed before. And you're like, okay, if you want to hold on to that story, go ahead. But give yourself permission to fail, because that will allow you to continue to move forward and you will make progress that you have never made before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that redefining that progress in those moments is also like a crucial thing, that progress sometimes means scaling back. Progress means adjusting, right? Progress isn't always forward in like a single simple way, but it also means like progress is coming back to yourself and saying like, I can't do this. Like, yes, maybe like 2 years ago I was going through some shit and I still, you know, competed or whatever, but now I can't. Like, I'm at my wit's end. So like recognizing the fact that you can't do it all and doing things in a way that's going to serve you even better to relieve the stress, to take off some pressure of yourself.
Yeah.
Is a huge win, right? It's huge progress. And not a lot of people out there in the industry focus on that. It's always push more, do more, push yourself, always show up, no Mondays off, right? But sometimes you have to adjust to what your life is.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, this is reminding me of a conversation I had with a client yesterday, and I said just that to her. She was really frustrated and felt like she wasn't making progress. She was taking many steps back, and she came up across some unforeseen challenges that really forced her to implement a lot of this work, right? And she was doing it. And we had talked so much about how to adjust strategies and how to stay mindful of needs and how to match them so that they're appropriate and so that there's a positive outcome, right? And that positive outcome at the end. And she did it. And she came back and you could tell she did not see that she did it. You know, she was frustrated that she was like, it was a huge bummer, you know, that I had put so much work into doing this, getting ready for this phase, and then that I had to pull out from it. And I was like, it can be a bummer, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like that can be really disappointing, but I want to point out that you really were so mindful of your needs and you made adjustments in real time so that your strategies match those needs. And that is what allowed you to navigate that really high stress period in the way that you did. Because imagine if you were to have held on to that original game plan,
what
would have come up for you? Your ability to really, you know, stay flexible and overcome that like adversity that you weren't anticipating on coming across is what allowed you to stay in that, like in the lane is what I call it. So like if you're driving down a road, you're not gonna like just fly off the road because to hold yourself to these things that just don't make sense in the moment. I was like, you're on the road, you're still like in your lane, you're driving and you're doing beautifully. And she was like, I didn't think about it like that, you know? So even if you put in all of the work and even if you learn these strategies, sometimes
you don't see it.
And be successful with it and not even see it. And it really shows how much mindset plays into this sort of stuff. I mean, I feel that way sometimes. I just shared on IG, I think a few days ago, like my whole day was just chaos. It was completely like upside down and inside out and not what I had planned. And I was like, I felt it in my chest. I was like, this is like a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I felt really frantic and I don't like being like on a time crunch in the gym, if I leave for the gym, I want to know like I can get all of my stuff in and just be like at ease. And I had to like be home at a certain time and really had to like be diligent about time management during my session. And I took a step back and I was like, is this a problem? Or is it a solution? Did I find a solution to a very shitty deck of cards? You know what I mean?
Yes. Like,
and I was like, no, I did. I navigated that and I got everything done. And am I a little stressed out? Yeah, but I'm staying aware. Like, I'm working through this. Yeah. I'm like, I'm doing what I tell everyone to do. I'm doing it. And so, I mean, yeah, you can be even on the coaching end of things and still need these reminders.
Oh my gosh. Like, yes. Right. And it's like all the stress that you were talking about. I had the last 2 months have been very emotionally draining. And it's in those moments, like it's the hardest to remember in those moments of the things that you're even maybe, like you said previously, maybe even the things that you're doing, you don't see them. You see them as a problem, right? But they are serving you in one way. And in those very stressful situations, yeah, you might revert back. Yes, you might forget that you are supposed to do the work or you're doing it, but you don't even realize what's happening because everything is so heightened and so heavy and so just chaotic. And the big part of doing the work is that pause and saying like, okay, have I done things in a way that served me to survive this? Right? Because we are so wired to see what we didn't do, right? Especially if you have a goal, especially if you're working with a coach. Like, I think that's a lot of it too, is like, if you are working with a coach, if you are working towards a goal and you have a very set goal and you're holding yourself accountable, you have someone that's holds yourself accountable, when those big moments happen and everything decides to slide back all of a sudden, it's even more heightened, that sense of failure, because like, well, I had a coach to report back to, right? There is a certain expectation. This is the moment in life where I'm holding myself to a higher standard because I have someone that's holding me accountable to this, or I have this big goal that I'm trying to achieve. And I think a good reminder here is that goals will always be there, and your stressful situation and your well-being won't, right? So you can always, always, always go back to that goal, and your coach will understand. And I think that's I expect my clients, for example, to go through like a huge slide back, right? Because that's what's meant to happen. Like, when you are growing, that shit is gonna come back and slide back, and life throws you a curveball when you're learning. So in order to like hold them fully and safely, like, there is an expectation that shit will go wrong. You won't, hit all of the homework that I'm giving you. You're not going to be able to, like, there's going to be moments when you're just not, we're going to withdraw and not do anything and totally do everything in the previous ways and old patterns. And that's fine.
Yeah. And I think even like you said, beautifully, a good coach will recognize that there's going to be backslides. And I would say a great coach recognizes that progress isn't just adherence to these protocols that you guys, it is implementing strategies that we teach you, right? I actually get excited to share with my coach the challenges that I and navigate. It's cool as a coach to see that and be like, whoa, this is things that I taught this client that they are applying in, stressful situations, and they're to like maintain forward momentum, I think is a good way of saying it. Not necessarily like progress in the traditional sense, because they don't want you to listen to this and be like, oh, well, the scale is like continuing to move down, or they're continuing to it could be that, but it could also just be like forward momentum, like you're staying the course, you're staying in the lane, you're not driving off the road,
right? And even I would say that even being aware that you're struggling is a win, like that I celebrate. It's like, maybe even if you weren't able to like do the strategies or implement like as many strategies as you wanted to, right? And you slid back hard, but you were aware of that. Like, oh, I could have done this and I wish I'd done that. And like, I recognize that I was struggling and next time I can do this. Like, I can see that now. And that's big because you're aware, like what happened.
Of behavioral change, right? Is awareness. Right.
So, yes. Yes, adherence isn't everything. And goals will always be there. And just like reminding yourself, like it's always to come back to yourself, to like that true self of yours, not the stories that you're living out of, right? The failure, the perfectionism, the success. I have to do this. I have to be like good enough. I'm not good enough. But like listening even like that layer deeper, because there's that voice that says, no, you need to pause.
Yeah.
Like let go. It's going to be fine.
So in the next episode, should we cover strategies to do that?
I think that would be good. Yeah. I think that's a good topic for next time. Yes. For the next episode. Yes. Oh, you should. Love that. So to anyone, like just as a like finishing note here, but like to anyone that is struggling, give yourself some compassion.
Everyone struggles.
Yeah. Like, again, coaches struggle. Like, people, especially people on the internet that are in the gym every single day are the ones that struggle the most.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that are telling you to never skip a Monday struggle the most. So give yourself some compassion and challenge the story that you're failing and really consider your well-being in the moments that you might be forced to adjust your expectations and your routine.
I like it.
Beautiful. So good. Thank you for tuning in. And again, we're up for questions. So we are on Instagram. You can hit us up on Instagram. I think our tags are always in the episode, either the episode or podcast description. If there's anything specific that you would like us to talk about, hit us up as well. And next time we're going to cover some strategies on how to survive and, you know, implement in those moments where you feel like you're drowning.
Yeah, how to actually make this happen.
Yes, how to actually make this happen. So we will talk to you and hear you in the next episode.
See ya.